Well, see, we are continuing in Eretz Hashem in Simen Vav, Sif Gimel. We left off in the middle of Sif Gimel, and the kids write as follows above. Anosino Harabim, in our, this expression that's used again, and literally again, in our great iniquity. In other words, as a result of our current faults, Rov Hamonia Am Inon Isharim V'Orim B'Lashon Ashkenaz, Hashem Ya'ani Sheyu, Got Zol'im Shtefen. In other words, sometimes, again, the kids are writes over here, that sometimes as a result of our negative behaviors, ultimately, again, people go ahead and use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, they say, you know, in Yiddish or in German, you know, Ashkenaz in Yiddish, he says, Hashem should punish such a person, Kedome. In other words, the use of the name of God, you know, if it's not necessary, by definition, it's illegal. It's illegal, it's inappropriate. This is interesting. So in other words, if one says Hashem should punish this person, that by itself ultimately again is a that in and of itself is a prohibition, because one is going ahead and utilizing the name of Hashem unnecessarily. And even if one goes ahead and uses the name of God indirectly, for example, one says, Plony so-and-so should not be blessed by God. So even though, again, that's a more indirect use of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though it might not generate an obligation for technical Malkus lashes, it's still prohibited. V'chin asr, lichtov b'shum michtov shmo yisbach b'chol lashon. Even on a letter, one should be careful not to go ahead and write out the entire name of Hashem. V'rabim toim v'kosim shmo yisbach b'lashon ashkenaz, o shekosim tevas edyavu lashon tzarfas ubiro im Hashem. So here the Mechaber says, it's actually very interesting. He says, one has to be very careful about writing out the name of Hashem on a piece of paper, because ultimately, again, it's quite possible a piece of paper is going to end up in the garbage. So to go ahead and write the name of God and say it's going to end up in the garbage is obviously halachically problematic. And he says, this causes poverty. It could be physical, material poverty. It could also be spiritual poverty. When there's an abuse of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, that erodes the fundamental fabric of the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael. Utzrichin hischamkus, hischakmus. And ultimately, again, one requires a certain level of wisdom, this amtus levatel zos. Again, so one has to really try to, it requires a level of attentiveness to avoid utilizing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just only in an appropriate context. Even when articulating the name of Hashem in a legal fashion, one's mouth has to be in a state of preparedness. So for example, let's say one has phlegm or one has spit. First, one should expel that which has accumulated in their mouth and only then say the name of Hashem. A person shouldn't say the name of God and then spit, because God forbid it looks like I'm saying the name of God and then spitting about the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, if one is kissing a Sefer Torah, one should first expel whatever they have in their mouth and then should kiss the Torah afterwards. U'kisharotze lahaskir as Hashem yomar tevas Hashem. So it's actually very interesting. And when one wants to go ahead and say the name of Hashem, for example, again, if one wants to go ahead and say, let's say it's a context where it's warranted, not a bracha per se, but let's say some other context, let's say in learning where it's warranted, one should say Hashem and not Adoshem. Now, the reason the Ketzer says not to say Adoshem, you know, Adoshem would be instead of saying the name of God, Adoshem, is because he feels that Adoshem is not really derech kavod. It's not really the proper honor given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, when referring to God in a non-bracha or tefillah context, but yet a warranted context, for example, like learning, one should say Hashem. Why don't you say Hashem? Okay. We'll say it's really an incredible, incredible monster, because it's sensitizing us to how we use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately goes ahead and really sensitizes us to our own spirituality. You know, it's kind of like Lahavdil. It's like when the way we overuse the word, I mentioned this a number of times, when we overuse the word love, right? That a person will say, you know, I love my wife and I love pizza. So it's the same word, but the fact that I'm using the same word for my wife and for pizza obviously erodes the true meaning of the word. Rose, the true meaning of the word. So the same idea with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that by using it sparingly and only when absolutely necessary and appropriate, one cultivates a sense of reverence and respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which then spills over into other areas of my Ruchnius as well. All right, Chavos, stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone.